Right, 0289 033 105. Now, the full impact on the economy here of government plans which could restrict businesses from employing overseas workers earning less than £30,000 is concerning the CBI. I want to speak to Angela McGowan, who is the CBI's Northern Ireland Director. Angela, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Angela, £30,000, what is the system, that what are they contemplating? That you could only work for 1 year if you're earning less than £30,000, is that it?
That's right. This is proposals coming out of the Migration Advisory Committee and the government proposals for how we would bring workers into the country in any post-Brexit immigration system. And I suppose what we're doing today in the CBI is we're highlighting the fact that this will be really detrimental to the Northern Ireland economy. Putting that £30,000 cap on the salary limit and then forcing any workers under that limit to leave after 1 year is not just creating a chill factor for workers and they're much less likely to want to come and live and work in the region, but it's also creating huge barriers for the business community. We already face a skills shortage and a skills crisis across Northern Ireland in numerous sectors, from manufacturing, food and drink, construction, retail, hospitality. And this is just creating a further barrier which will more or less stunt growth, economic growth right across the region. And we also have to think about this from an investor perspective as well. Investors wanting to come to Northern Ireland when they see we have a huge skills gap and that we can't access international workers either are much less likely to come into the region.
Are we not encouraging our own to work, however? Are we not encouraging people here to do the jobs that traditionally have been done by people who are prepared to work for less?
Well, the government's own Migration Advisory Committee has confirmed there's no evidence to show that migrant workers and international workers are displacing local jobs. The reality is there are only 1.8 million people in the population in Northern Ireland. It's a very, very small population. And people often say, oh, but there's inactive people. But if we break down the people who are inactive and not working, about two-thirds of those people are students or they're retired. And really it comes down to about a third of them maybe are sick and disabled people. And then there's a big job to be done for that cohort to be upskilled and reskilled. And would they fit into the needs of the economy? So there's not this easy match where you can just put people off or take them out of inactivity and put them into the labour force. It just doesn't work that way.
The average salary here about £22,000. So therefore, it is going to be, going by the £30,000 threshold, we're going to have a scenario, as you're suggesting, where we're going to be short of staff. Or are you, to use the term that's often been associated with the CBI and their analysis of where we are with Brexit, are you scaremongering?
I don't think that has often been associated with the CBI. The CBI does present evidence-based reports, and we produced one last year called Altogether Better, where we actually did full modelling of the economy, of the needs of employers and the gaps in terms of skills. And we have shown and demonstrated in the models that if you have a 50% reduction even in EU workers, that is going to take off over 5% of GDP in Northern Ireland by 2041. The simple reality is economies to function properly need to have access to labour, and to be choking it off in an economy which has already got a huge gap just makes no economic sense, not just for the business community, but this also affects the public sector too, Frank. The health and the social care services, deeply reliant on international workers, and most of them not paid over £30,000. So this is going to have a huge impact on all of Northern Ireland, on the business community, and on people using public services as well.
So the agricultural industry, the hospitals, people building houses, retailers, the hospitality, I think we've mentioned as well. You see all of that being hit pretty quickly, or in a drip feed way?
Well, these are proposals that are out at the moment from the UK government, and they have a year now to engage and to listen to business around this. So they're asking for, there's a consultation out there, and they're asking for our opinions. And this is the opinion that we're giving them. And we have been saying this all along. We had the Migration Advisory Committee over to Northern Ireland. We had them at round tables meeting CBI members, explaining the situation. So I have to say we are absolutely flabbergasted that they've managed to maintain this £30,000 cap, which is totally irrelevant for this economy. And we just suggest now that they go back to the drawing board. Otherwise, we're going to start calling very loudly for a bespoke regional immigration solution for Northern Ireland.
Would you accept a cap that was more in keeping with average salary?
Well, yeah, I mean, just to have a more realistic cap. I mean, I think this is an opportunity, you know, in any, if we leave the EU and when we leave the EU, it is an opportunity to develop an independent immigration system that works for business. But there's no point in developing one right now where the business community and economists, everybody is quite adamant that the one that is on the table is not going to work. It's not going to allow the economy to grow. It's not going to allow us to attract investment. And indeed, if you think about Northern Ireland, it's really quite unique. We have this land border with the Republic of Ireland. If Northern Ireland businesses or the government sends out that chill factor that people can only come for 1 year, well then migrant workers and international workers will only go to the Republic of Ireland because, you know, the legislation down there is different. They can arrive there and they can stay there and build homes and families there. So we have this unique situation where it's a particularly precarious situation for the Northern Ireland economy.
Okay. Angela McGowan, thanks very much for your time this morning, Angela. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you.
Angela McGowan from the CBI, the Northern Ireland Director. Your opinions this morning coming through here on the text and the emails. You can ring us as well, 02890 333 105.